This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Life's not fair. You learn that pretty early on. But it'd be great if things were at least close to equitable, right? Especially in tax policy. Property taxes, specifically. You pay taxes on the value of your house. But when that house gets valued depends very much on where that house is. Assessment is the official word you're looking for here. Audrey Quinn takes a look at the assessment controversy in one New York town.
For David Bunzel, the bad news came in a letter in March.
I opened it up and, I mean, I was surprised.
Bunzel lives in Scarsdale, New York, just north of New York City. The town's doing its first townwide property value reassessments in 45 years. That letter Bunzel got, it came from the assessment office.
The estimated value from their perception of our home went up overnight by about 30%.
The estimated value of your home, that helps determine how much you pay in property taxes. Bunzel lives in a neighborhood of multi-million dollar homes. A 30% rise in his property taxes would be a lot of money. Things were even worse for some of his neighbors. Some even saw their assessments double. So Bunzel and a bunch of his neighbors are now challenging the revaluations.
Who has sympathy for these people? They were getting a great deal that we were paying for 45 years in many cases.
That's Robert Berg. He's another Scarsdale resident. And he was someone who really pushed for the property revaluations.
If someone's paying too little, someone's paying too much. And the whole purpose of a revaluation is to periodically and systematically review all the property evaluations in town so that you can get equity in the tax rolls.
But New York State doesn't require periodic revaluations. They recommend cities reassess properties every few years. But some towns in the state haven't had property reassessments since the Civil War. New York's not alone in these infrequent assessments. In California, for example, your property tax gets based on how much you paid for your house. If you've been sitting on a home for 40 years, you're paying way less taxes than someone who bought a similar home at today's prices. Kim Rubin's a senior fellow at the Tax Policy Center at the Urban Institute. She says to avoid revaluation controversies like we're seeing in Scarsdale, like you see in California, cities need routine state-mandated property assessments. She says they keep property taxes smoother for everyone.
So some of this is much more political than fiscal, right? So the whole idea that you're not going to reassess properties has more to do with who has political power and who's going to end up being winners and losers.
She says reassessments usually put the biggest dent in the pocketbooks of the upscale homeowners. So politicians might avoid enforcing reassessments to avoid upsetting wealthy voters.
But it's never going to be any easier for them to do a reassessment.
She says at some point towns that have held off on reassessments, they're going to have to bite the bullet. Scarsdale's property revaluations are still under review, but they should go into effect later this month. In Scarsdale, New York, I'm Audrey Quinn for Marketplace.